This is Akashvani, the news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. ISRO has successfully accomplished first integrated airdrop test IADT-01 for end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard. The test was designed to evaluate full suite of parachutes that will slow down and stabilize the crew module during re-entry and splashdown of the actual human spaceflight mission. Additionally, ISRO is also preparing for upcoming tests such as the second test vehicle demonstration TVD-2 mission and the first uncrewed Gaganyaan mission G-1, which will pave the way for India's maiden human spaceflight. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyatri's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitthalbhai Patel as India's first speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said that Vitthalbhai Patel laid the foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas.
Vivek, Vichar aur Vidhan, teen hi cheezon par Vidhan Sabha ka aur Lok Sabha Rajya Sabha ka pura kaam nirbhar hai. Jab ye teen cheezon ka pura samman sabhapati ke dwara kiya jata hai, tab apni party ke hit se upar uthkar Vidhan Sabhaye desh ka aur pradesh ka vichar karti hai, Lok Sabha desh ka vichar karti hai.
Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on visiting Fiji Prime Minister Sithiveni Rabuka in Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister of Fiji arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Minister of State for Education and Ministry of Development of Northeast Region Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. The Fijian Prime Minister is accompanied by his spouse Sulueti Rabuka. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi has said that 1.41 crore beneficiaries from Punjab would continue to get free food grains. He said the centre has not reduced even a single beneficiary under the National Food Security Act 2013. Our correspondent reports that he was reacting to the allegations made yesterday by Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann that the central government is going to stop free food grains to 55 lakh poor Punjab residents. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi said that the allegations of Punjab government are baseless and untrue. The Election Commission has said that documents of more than 98% electors have been received till now to file claims and objections to the draft electoral roll of Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said that 8 more days are still left for people to file claims and objections. The poll body also underlined that the claims and objections period allows the electors to not only rectify mistakes in the draft rolls, but also to submit their requisite documents, which they may not have provided while submitting their enumeration forms. Moving on to sports, Indian shooter Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar has won gold medal in the 50-meter rifle three-position event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.